Abracadabra. Now you're a whale. Or are you?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful book, The Lie Evolution. Well, Ken, somehow I don't think you're talking about magic here, are you?
Well, in a way, I sort of am, for that's exactly what evolutionary scientists did with a fossil they claimed was an intermediate between land animals and whales. Listen to this. Evolutionists have long held to the idea that whales evolved from land animals. They supposedly found their transitional fossil called Pachycetus. What they found was a small section of a lower jaw with three teeth and also some pieces of the back of the skull. And from these few pieces, Mark, they did their abracadabra act and drew a picture of a whale-like animal. However, more recently, they found additional fossil bones that clearly showed that this creature is a land animal that seems designed to have been a good runner. You know, evolutionists are so anxious to prove their myth that they often have to perform magic to make the evidence fit. However, if they had started with God's word in Genesis chapter 1, they would have known that whales were created on day 5, a day before the land animals were made. It's so obvious, Mark. Evolutionists just have it wrong.
Were all the land animals that were created on the sixth day also on board Noah's Ark? Ken Ham provides the answer in a fascinating new booklet on Noah's Flood and Noah's Ark. It's free when you go to our easy-to-use and attractive website, AnswersRadio.com. So, next time you're in front of your computer screen, go to AnswersRadio.com.